InStudioEmporia.com to see a full menu of services and book an appointment, or give us a call at 620-208-SKIN. Skin Studio is located at 710 Commercial Street in beautiful downtown Emporia.
Yesterday's high here at the studio reaching 91, overnight low down 264. Right now, barometric pressure steady, 30.09, relative humidity 78%. We saw sunrise this morning at 6 a.m., setting this evening at 8:50. It is calm, it is sunny, it is 73 degrees here at KVOE, live and local. And our weather this morning is service of Skin Studio, a full-service med spa in downtown Emporia. Book your free consultation today. Call 620-208-SKIN. Skin Studio, where healthy skin is always in. It is 8:20 and time for the Emporia Showcase with UST 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Our showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Mortgage rates are still historically low, and the time to act is now. Been thinking about refinancing, remodeling, lowering your term? Get a quote today from Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Visit our website at esfcu.com for an easy online application with immediate pre-approval.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 424226.
Welcome once again to the USD 253 Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ron and Chuck?
Doing good. How are you today?
We are fabulous.
Glad to hear it. Well, a great program lined up again today. We have a quartet of, I should say now, former staff members, UST 253, who have recently retired from their positions, Emporia Public Schools. So it will be a treat to talk to them about just some of the many experiences, and we thank them for all they have done for USD 253 over the years. But we like to kick our program off on a monthly basis with some great things to talk about. Hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. And Allison, what do we have this month?
Well, we have, things have slowed down with the school district, but we still have great things going on. We would like to congratulate Emporia High School seniors, Moises Villegas, Ethan Lord, and Taryn West, and they were recently recognized by our Kansas Governor, Laura Kelly, as the 2021 Kansas Governor Scholars. And that award recognizes and honors the top academic 1% of Kansas high school seniors. So very proud of those three. And the high school theater was honored this past Saturday for accomplishments made on the 2021 musical Children of Eden. The Theater Kansas Award saw 26 musical productions across the state. The Emporia High School was nominated in 10 categories and had winners in three. The Orion Turner as Outstanding Leading Actor, Christina Noble Speedy as Outstanding Leading Actress, and Outstanding Costume Design. The cast and crew were also recognized for the song Let There Be as the most moving opening number. Again, proud of them as well. And we're also looking ahead to making plans for fall enrollment, which is going to begin July 19th, and we are encouraging everyone to enroll online. There are some limited number of in-person appointments available at Flint Hills Learning Center, and information is going to be mailed to all returning students and pre-registered students. If anyone has any questions, they should contact our enrollment office at 620-341-2396. And finally, for our hashtag Emporia Proud Moment, our food service team is serving grab-and-go meals all summer, Monday through Friday, from 11:30 to 1 o'clock at the following locations: William Allen White, Riverside, and Village. Those meals are free for children ages 1 through 18. And currently, our food service team is providing approximately 1,300 lunches and 1,300 breakfasts each day. So they are very, very busy. And Ron, I do want to correct just one thing. We're saying former employees, but Kathy Dreyer has until June 30th, and we are not letting her go one day early.
Okay.
Just want to be clear about that.
Okay. I didn't know if Kathy took off after hearing that or not. That's
trying. She keeps trying to run out the door, but I keep bringing her back in.
Well, those are a lot of hashtag Emporia Proud Moments indeed, and thank you for that, Allison. And it looks like construction is still moving along nicely too, isn't it?
Oh, and they have ramped up. Yeah. You know, we lost approximately 30 days because of the rain. So, and they were trying, they were doing their best to work through it, but they are definitely ramping up. So they are taking every bit of advantage of the sunshine. Unfortunately, it's, you know, that we're going into the heat. So if we could just have a little bit of that low humidity and lower temperatures, that would help.
Yeah, Chuck. There you go. No request for Chuck.
We do blame Chuck.
I'm getting overloaded here, so I'm feeling the heat in more ways than one, I think.
All right. As I mentioned earlier, we've been joined by a quartet of staff members recently retired from their positions at Emporia, or almost recently retired from their positions at Emporia Public Schools. And we're pleased to be joined by Kathy Dreyer here in just a moment. Also, Marilyn Dalton, Marilyn kindergarten teacher, William Allen White, Becky Douglas, Director of Transportation, and Jay Atkins, Emporia High Social Studies teacher and coach, longtime coach at Emporia High School. Well, Kathy, let's start with you. 27 years, bookkeeper, clerk for the business department in Flint Hill Special Education Cooperative. How are you this morning?
I'm fine.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I guess you're just about done, huh?
Just about. It's winding down. It's bittersweet.
Talk a little bit about, Kathy, how you got connected here to the Emporia School District.
Well, I started with being the school secretary at Village School for 18 years. And then I moved to a different school district for 12 years. And then came back 9 years ago to the current position that I'm holding.
All right. Well, go ahead, Kathy.
So 39 years total.
39 years total. Well, I would assume you have a lot of Emporia, hashtag Emporia proud moments. Can you share with us one or two?
Well, probably the most important for me was getting to know and connecting with the many people and families that's associated with the district and forming lifetime friendships. I mean, over the years, there's been a lot of kids and a lot of families and a lot of faculty and staff that I've worked with, and I've really gained a lot of friends by being in the district.
Kathy, you obviously have enjoyed your time here with USD 253 Emporia. What is it about maybe the work environment and, as you mentioned, the relationships that, I guess, buoyed you on a daily basis or really an annual basis looking at the longevity of your career?
Well, it's been like a family to me. USD 253, they really look out for each other, and they back you and support you no matter what's going on, whether it be work-related or your family life. Everybody's just, it's just a big family, and it's just really been a really great environment for me to work in.
Well, when it's all done at USD 253, Kathy, what are your plans for the future?
Well, mainly, I'm having two new grandchildren, so I'm going to double my grandchildren to four, so I'm going to be spending a lot of time with them. I'm going to spend a lot more time with my elderly mother, and we plan to do some traveling and spending a lot of time at the lake.
Now, that sounds good. Grandkids and the lake and your mom, wow, good plan.
There you go.
Retirement right there. Well, Kathy, thank you for all you've done here in our local school district for many, many years, and we know you'll be missed. Thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.
Good to talk to you. That's,
you too.
Yeah, Kathy Dreyer, who's been 27 years as bookkeeper clerk for the business department in Flint Hill Special Education Cooperative. Let's move on to Marilyn Dalton. Marilyn, 48 years. Marilyn's a kindergarten teacher, William Allen White Elementary. Marilyn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm all right.
You're all right? So 48 years. Why the decision, now's the time?
I'm still standing up.
So what was the, what prompted you to say, hey, this is, it's time to move on?
I'm still struggling with that a little bit. I've done this for over half my life, and to walk away was a little bit hard. I was hoping to make it 50 years, but then I decided after COVID and all that, that maybe I'd walk away when my grandson graduated from White, I'd go with him. So that kind of pushed me on over.
Marilyn, I have to ask, what was it about kindergarten that really drew you to that particular age range? And what is it like in the classroom for you on a daily basis now?
Well, I've always loved kindergarten. I loved being in it. My dad started the kindergarten program in Madison, Kansas, that I could go to kindergarten. And it's just been a sweet spot for me. He wrote his doctorate on kindergarten in Kansas. And so I've always just had that desire to be kindergarten. I love the age. I love everything about it. I just love kindergarten.
So what's your favorite parts of educating each and every day, Marilyn?
Well, I love going there in the morning and seeing all the smiles, or this last year, the smiles. We called it the smiling eyes. The hugs every day, the thanks you get every minute from everybody. Seeing the kids at each level that they arrive at grow. I guess that's it. I don't know.
Well,
it's in my heart.
Well, obviously, you have a great passion for it. What about, have you've been teaching, for, 48 years. So have you gone through generations of families?
I have. I've had two generations of many families and even some three generations that I've been fortunate enough to be part of their lives.
It sounds like, Marilyn, that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you may be talked into substitute teaching later?
That has been approached, but I just feel like maybe when I walk away, I need to stay away and let new people take over. I'll be glad to help out different things, do some fun activities with kids, but I started out substituting. I don't think I'll end up substituting.
So what are your plans in the future, Marilyn?
Well, that's part of the trouble I'm having. I've always tried, since it's been over half my life, I've always tried to do everything already. So I'm a daughter, sister, mother, wife, grandmother, aunt, friend, student, in addition to teacher. So I guess I'll just, after thinking about it, maybe I'll slow down a little bit. And again, like Becky, I have an elderly mother that maybe I'll go visit her earlier in the day instead of after meetings.
Okay.
I just think I'll slow down a bit.
Well, thanks for all you have done, Marilyn, for the school district and all the lives you have touched in such a positive way over 48 years. And we thank you for your time this morning.
Well, it's actually been my pleasure, because all the people I've met through teaching are the ones who helped me develop into a teacher and a professional. So it's really thanks to them.
Thank you, Marilyn Dalton. 48 years, kindergarten teacher, William Allen White Elementary. Well, let's go down the line. Director of Transportation is Becky Douglas, 37 years in the district. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. How things been in the transportation department?
Has been kind of quiet right now because we don't have a whole lot going on in June. July, after I leave, is when it's going to pick up.
Yes. Are you still looking for bus drivers?
Oh, yes.
If I would put a plug in for that, they can use them in USD 253. So, Becky, what, over three decades, USD 253, why the decision to go in a different direction?
Well, mainly because my husband's already retired. He's a little older than I am, and so I decided if we're going to spend some time doing things together, this was the best time to retire before he gets too old and can't.
Okay.
Understood. What is it about transportation, Becky, that really you gravitated towards here for your career?
Well, my mom is the one that talked me into coming to work here. She actually was a bus driver here, and I went to work to begin with at food service and worked there about a year and a half at a very young age. And my mom said, hey, there's a route coming open, you should apply. And so I did. And that's when I came over to transportation. And I've been from driving special needs routes, regular ed routes, to becoming the driver trainer, then the assistant director, and then the director.
You moved all the way up.
Yes, I did.
All those different rungs. So I would assume, you know, all the paths that you've crossed during your many years in the transportation department, any significant hashtag Emporia Proud moments, I would assume there'd be quite a few of them.
There are quite a few. And the one I had mentioned was a young man that I had on my bus, and he could be quite a handful. But I had saw him many years ago. He was working in the summer at the middle school, and he stopped me and said, hey, do you remember me? You were my bus driver. And he let me know how I had changed his life and that I was his best bus driver. But, you know, as a bus driver, you don't get to spend a lot of time with kids because you're driving, of course, but it could be just as simple as saying good morning to them or to have a good evening when they get off, you know, always having a smile or just listening to them, because sometimes that's what they need the most, is just to listen to them. And this young man, he talked a lot, and I did just that. I listened to him, and that apparently is what helped him out.
Speaking of that, Becky, one of the things I think that's really come into sharper focus the last several years, and correct me if it's been a longer-term approach to that, but the bus drivers serve as essentially the window to the school district for the kids as they go to school, and then, you know, obviously as they're taken home. Has that been an approach that's more recent in developing, or has really that been a long-standing approach here for USD 253?
It's been a long-standing approach.
What is it about that particular approach that you see has done well for students?
You know, we're the first one. We could be the first ones that see that student. You know, mom and dad may already be gone to work. They may still be asleep because they work a different shift. And, you know, if the driver can make or break that child's day by just how they react to them, you know, that having that smile, saying good morning, you know, that can change their entire day when they get to school. Same thing going home. They may go home to an empty home for a while because mom and dad still might be at work. You know, just saying, you know, have a good evening. Anything as simple as that can just make or help them out.
Well, Becky, thanks for 37 wonderful years and getting us to where we need to go and beyond. Yes. We appreciate that. We certainly hope you enjoy your retirement and hope you can relax a little bit.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, Becky.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Becky Douglas, Director of Transportation, USD 253. Let's bring in Mr. Jay Atkins, 36 years, Emporia High School social studies teacher, and, of course, a coach as well. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm working in the weight room. I'm not officially retired till July 1st, so I'm still working.
Okay, so... Yeah, this is one of the groups that's still on the job and in the weight room. So is the weight room full right now, Jay?
We got sophomores in there right now, so there's about 40 kids in there. No, working hard.
All right, so okay. Jay, why the decision to, after 36 years, saying now's the time?
Well, it's time to do something different. It's, you know, I'm going to keep in contact with everybody, and most of my friends are here, but you know, it's you know, money wise it's time to go, and it's time to get, you know, new teachers in the building and younger teachers in the building that have a different view on things, and it's always good to have that.
Jay, what got you connected to Emporia High School way back when?
Well, I'm an Emporia kid, so I spent my entire life here, so I graduated from Emporia High, so I had a job substituting at the middle school when I got hired here, and I got hired here 2 days before school started because somebody jumped out on their contract. So I just kind of settled in and been here forever.
Forever, yeah, 36 years, Emporia High School. So social studies, that's... obviously, it's something you have a passion for in delivering the bits of history to the kids, huh?
Yeah, and it's important now because we've got 700 timelines of history going on in our country right now, and people are trying to follow their own, and there's really only one timeline of history, and we seem to want to ignore some of those things. So it's important that they kids learn the real history, the real truth of America, and the things that are going on the planet, and how they can make a change in the world if they recognize the mistakes that were made prior to them, and it's something that as young people that they can grow up and fix.
That was going to be my next question here, Jay, is kind of what lessons are really providing themselves here to students at this day and age that maybe even just a couple of years ago they wouldn't have had?
Yeah, well, social media has changed everything. And so you really get bits and parts of history, and textbooks have become very politically correct. And we're kind of in the mode that we don't really want to offend anybody and everything else. Well, there are some things that happened that are true, and that aren't so pretty, that need to be discussed and need to be talked about. And kids need to develop an opinion about those things. They need to openly talk about it. They need to question things that they see in front of them. That there's not necessarily a right answer or a wrong answer, that they got to figure out how things work and how they can make them better.
Well, Jay, not only, you know, a high school social studies teacher, but Jay, you spend a lot of time on the field, on the track as a coach. How much are you going to miss that?
Yeah, a football coach for 35 years, as a head baseball coach for a while. I've been coaching track for the last 25 or so years. So, you know, that'll be a big part of my life that's gone. But I'm in contact with all the people that are still doing that, and I'm sure we'll have discussions over it. But the one thing that's really important is what we do with kids and how we approach them and making sure that we give all of our time to them, that they're the most important thing about this job. And sometimes I think, you get caught up in some of the political squabbles and things like this, and we tend to forget that we're here for them, and that's what's really important.
Well, what lies ahead for you, Jay, now that retirement awaits here effective July 1?
Well, I'll probably find something to do. I'll work or something. I'll find something to do. I'm usually at school about 6:15 in the morning and really don't leave till about 6:15 at night with the coaching duties. So I'm a pretty busy person during that time. So I'll have some stuff to do around the house, I'm sure, and then play some golf. But I'll find some sort of employment because I'll have to keep busy. I like to keep busy.
Yeah, I would assume you would. 36 years, Emporia High School, social studies, and a coach. Well, Jay, thanks for your time here this morning, and thanks for all the hard work and all the lives you have touched with these kids in a positive way throughout the year. Yours, all these teachers and employees of USD 253 are certainly going to be missed. Jay, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, our superintendent. You've got 882 and a half years of service that are retiring from USD 253. That is a big room to replace.
It really is. It is really amazing. And it's just each person on the show today just brought some really great memories and perspectives of education and how important our teachers and staff members are to the profession of education. So important for our kids.
All right. All right. Well, we appreciate everyone's time here this morning, and always great to talk to these folks on our USD 253 showcase. Allison, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day, Ron and Chuck.
Have a great day yourself, and we always appreciate talking to you. And again, thanks to Kathy Dreyer, Marilyn Dalton, Becky Douglas, Jay Atkins for joining us here this morning, and USD 253 Superintendent Dr. Allison Anderson Harder. This is the USD 253 Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU. The educated choice. Good morning, it's 8:43.
Beat the Kansas heat and save money. Your home is the perfect place to escape the summer heat, so let's make sure your AC is up to the top.